Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was the master of the universes, accepted the mood of the gopis, and he began to continuously chant, Vrindavan, Vrindavan, and Gopi, Gopi. And one of the students in the Navadvip community approached him and said, O Nimai Pandit, why do you chant Gopi Gopi? Stop chanting Gopi Gopi. Instead, chant Krishna at once. What piety will be born by chanting Gopi Gopi? But chanting Krishna's name brings piety. The Vedas say so. The foolish student did not understand Mahaprabhu's different moods of ecstatic devotion. And Lord Chaitanya gave this reply, chant Krishna's name? Krishna is a thief. Who would worship him? He has killed Bali. And although Bali did nothing wrong, he killed him. He has been conquered by women. And he once cut off a woman's nose and ears. He robbed Bali Maharaj of all his wealth and threw him down to Patala Loka. What will I gain if I chant Krishna's names? After speaking these words, Lord Chaitanya, still wrapped in ecstasy, took a stick in his hand and ran after the student to beat him. The student jumped up and ran, loudly crying out, Stop, stop! Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, continued to chase the student. And seeing the angry Lord following him, stick in hand, the student fled, unable to understand the Lord's ecstasy. The devotees frantically chased after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and finally caught and stopped him. They pacified the Lord while the student ran far away. And the frightened student, breathing heavily, his body covered with perspiration, ran to take shelter of his student friends. And seeing their friend in great distress, the other students asked the cause of his fear. The breathless student replied, Why ask? The cause of my fear? Today, I'm lucky to still be alive. Everyone says Nimai Pandit is a great saint. So today I went to his house to see him. And do you know what I saw? I saw him sitting down and he was chanting japa of gopi, 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 day and night. He did not chant anything else. So I said to him, Pandit, what are you doing? You should chant Krishna, Krishna. This is what Shastra says. And hearing these words, he became angry as fire. And he tried to beat me with a stick. He chased after me. And again, he blasphemed Lord Krishna. And I have no power to even place those blasphemies within my mouth. And somehow, today I saved my life. It is only due to God's grace that I'm able to speak to you today. Hearing all of this, the foolish student's friends, they began to laugh. But then, they began to speak just what was already within their hearts. One student said, the people say he is a good Vaishnava, but he angrily chases a Brahmin to beat him. Another said, if he does not chant Lord Krishna's names, how can he be a Vaishnava? Another said, what I have heard is very strange. A Vaishnava who chants only gopi, gopi? Another said, why should we be respectful to him? Do we not also have brahminical power? He may be a Brahmin, but are we not also Brahmins? If he attacks us, why should we tolerate it? After all, he's not the king. Why should he punish us? Let us all gather together. And if he attacks us again, we should not tolerate it. He may be the son of Jagannath Misra Navadvip, but are we not also the sons of great Brahmin fathers? It was just a few days before that we were all students together. Why should this fellow all of a sudden become our big master? In this way, the students expressed their opinions. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the super soul in the hearts of all, he knew everything that the students had said. And he sat down with his associates surrounding him. And suddenly, he spoke something unusual, and no one could understand the meaning of his words. Everyone was startled. He said, the medicine was prepared to cure excess mucus, but it had the opposite effect. The mucus has only increased. Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was the master of all the worlds, loudly laughed. And although no one could understand the meaning of the Lord's words, nevertheless, fear took birth in the hearts of everyone. Only Nityananda knew the Lord's heart. He thought, soon the Lord will leave home. Aware that Lord Chaitanya would accept sannyas, Nityananda became plunged in grief. Thinking of how Lord Chaitanya would become a shaven-headed sannyasi, Nityananda felt that his life breath was attacked by grief. The next moment, Lord Chaitanya grabbed Nityananda Prabhu's hand, and he took him to a secluded place, and he sat down with him. And Mahaprabhu said, saintly Nityananda, please listen. I wish to express to you my heart. I descended to this world to deliver it, but it has not become delivered. The rope of material bondage has now become millions of ropes. The students have decided to beat me, and that means that they will enter into complete bondage. Nityananda, oh Nityananda, tomorrow I will shave my head and I will take away my sacred thread. And becoming a sannyasi, I will travel from place to place as a beggar. Tomorrow, I will beg at the very doors of the people who now want to beat me. And seeing me as a sannyasi, they will respectfully grasp my feet. And in this way, I shall deliver all the worlds. Everyone bows down before a sannyasi. No one will attack a sannyasi. I will become a sannyasi. I will beg from every house, and who will attack me then? Oh, Nityananda, I have told you my heart. I will renounce household life. That is certain. And please don't be unhappy because of this. Please give me permission to accept sannyas. I will do whatever you say. You know why I have descended to this world. Therefore, please give me permission. If you wish the world's deliverance, then please do not forbid me to do this. Please don't be unhappy even for a moment, for you know why I have descended. Hearing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would shave his head and renounce the world, Nityananda Prabhu felt that his heart, his mind, and his body, and his life breath had become ripped into shreds. No words of reply came to Nityananda's mouth, and in his heart he thought, "The Lord will do it. And no one can stop him." Finally, Nityananda Prabhu said, "O Lord, your wish is always fulfilled. O Lord, whatever you wish will certainly happen. Who has the power to either order or forbid you to do anything? Whatever is in your heart must be the spiritual truth. You are the protector of everyone. You are the master of everyone. Whatever you decide is good. O Lord, you know what should be done to deliver the world. Who else knows? You are completely independent. Whatever you do is full of bliss. Whatever you decide will certainly be. But still, please tell your plan to all your servants, and please hear the words that they will reply. Then you may do whatever you wish. Who has the power to stop your will?" Pleased by Nityananda Prabhu's words, Lord Chaitanya embraced him again and again. And accepting this advice, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went with Nityananda to the assembly of Vaishnavas. And although Nityananda was continually thinking, "The Lord will renounce his home," he externally did not manifest anything. His whole body became numb and stunned. Nityananda thought in his heart, "After the Lord has left, how will Mother Sachi remain alive? How will Mother Sachi pass her days and nights?" And thinking in this way, noble-hearted Nityananda fell unconscious to the ground. Thinking of how Mother Sachi would suffer, Nityananda Prabhu went to a secluded place, and all alone, he repeatedly wept and wept and wept. Meanwhile, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the home of Mukunda, and seeing the Lord, Mukunda became joyful. Mahaprabhu said, "Mukunda, sing a song about Lord Krishna's auspicious glories." And Mukunda began to sing, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, carefully listening, became agitated with ecstatic love, and hearing saintly Mukunda's splendid voice,
Lord Chaitanya,
the jewel of the Brahmanas, began to loudly roar, "Chant, chant, keep on chanting and sing." And after some moments, his ecstasy abated, and Lord Chaitanya began to converse with Mukunda. He said, "Mukunda, please listen to my words. I will leave. I will not stay here. I will definitely renounce household life. I will shave my head. I will take sannyas. And I will travel from place to place." Hearing that the Lord would shave his beautiful hair, Mukunda, overwhelmed by thoughts of separation, fell down to the ground. All his joy was now destroyed. His voice trembled with emotion. Mukunda begged, "Lord, if that is your wish, you will do it without fail. But I beg you to please stay like this as you are for a few more days and perform kirtan with us. And after that, O Lord, you may do what is in your heart." After hearing Mukunda's words, Lord Chaitanya went to Gadadhar, and Gadadhar respectfully offered obeisances to the Lord's feet. And Lord Chaitanya said, "Please hear my words, Gadadhar. I will not stay at home. I will go wherever Lord Krishna orders. I will take sannyas. I will shave my head. And I will go in this direction, or I will go in that direction as a sannyasi." Gadadhar felt as if a thunderbolt had fallen on his head. Unhappy at heart, Gadadhar said, "Lord, your words are very strange. Merely by shaving your sikha can anyone attain Lord Krishna? Why can you not remain as a householder and a Vaishnava? By shaving your head you will gain some religious benefit, undoubtedly. Obviously you think you will, but the Vedas do not hold that opinion. How could you abandon your widowed mother? You will be responsible for your mother's death. How will she remain alive? You are all that she has left within this world. You, it is you who are her life. Will the Supreme Lord not be pleased by devotees who stay in their homes?" In this way, Lord Chaitanya visited different Vaishnavas, one after another. And he told them all, "I will shave my head and take sannyas." Hearing that the Lord would shave his head, each of them fell to the ground and consciousness would not stay within their bodies. Thinking of how Lord Chaitanya would leave them, all the devotees began to weep. Someone said, "How will we place flower garlands on his gracefully curling hair?" Another said, "If I cannot see his neatly tied hair, how will I be able to maintain my life?" And saying, "Never again will I smell the splendid fragrance of his hair," another began to beat his own head. Another said, "Will I ever again anoint his graceful hair with oil?" And calling out, "Hari, Hari!" Everyone loudly began to weep. All the devotees began drowning in an ocean of grief. All the devotees, fearing separation from the Lord, they wept. They said, "Where will the Lord go when he accepts sannyas? Will we ever see him again? He will not stay in his own village. In what direction will he go? Will we ever see him again?" In this way, the devotees became still more deeply enwrapped in ecstatic love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But seeing that his servants were suffering was intolerable for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Becoming cheerful, the Lord instructed everyone, "Why do you worry? I will stay with you at every moment. You all think I will take sannyas and leave you all and go far away, but please do not think like that. I will not leave you. I will not leave you even for one moment. All of you enjoy eternally pastimes with me, not only in this birth, but we remain together birth after birth. Whenever I descend to this world, you always stay with me. And I have descended into this world in two forms. My two forms are Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of Krishna's names, and in the bliss of deity worship. Please find happiness with these two forms. And in my company, you will continue to perform Sankirtan with great joy. But yet, for the purpose of teaching the world, I will accept sannyas. But please end all your worries." And after speaking these words, the Lord affectionately embraced everyone again and again, and the devotees were somewhat pacified by the Lord's words. After enlightening everyone, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his home. Hearing all the news from others, Mother Sachi almost could not remain alive within her body. Hearing that her son would soon accept sannyas, Sachi, who is the mother of the world, felt a pain she had never known before. In a moment, she fell unconscious to the ground, and from her, a stream of tears endlessly began to flow. She had no power to stop it. Approaching her, lotus-eyed Lord Chaitanya sat down. Weeping, Sachi said, "My son, don't go. Dear son, don't leave me and go away. It is only by gazing at your beautiful face that I remain alive. Your eyes are lotus flowers. Your face is the moon. Your red lips are beautiful. Your teeth are pearls and jasmine flowers. Your beautiful words are like nectar showering down on me. My son, if I cannot see you walking, if I cannot see your gestures, your graceful movements that are like an elephant, how can I remain alive? My son, beginning with Advaita and Srivas, you have a host of followers. Nityananda is your own life manifest in another form. Beginning with Gadarha, you have a host of dear friends. Please stay at home and happily perform Sankirtan here. Dear son, it is to teach the true religion that you have descended to this world. If you abandon your mother, how will you teach religion?" Overcome with love and grief, Sachi spoke these words, and Lord Chaitanya listened, his voice choked with love. Lord Chaitanya could give no reply. Then Sachi said, "Your elder brother left me and went away. And your father has gone to Vaikuntha. When I see you, I forget my sufferings. If you go away, I will give up this life. Dear son who is more dear than my life. Dear Gauranga, it is not right for you to abandon your widow, your helpless mother. Perform kirtan with your associates. Perform kirtan in your own courtyard. Nityananda will help you. I gaze at your lotus, your love-filled eyes and your long arms, and even when there are no lamps, your limbs fill my house with light. Your words shower nectar upon me. How much nectar rains from your lotus reddish feet. With love and grief, Sachi spoke these words and lamented. Lord Chaitanya simply sat and he listened. He lifted his face, but he did not say anything. Sachi had turned white. She was skin and bones. Overcome with grief, she did not eat. And seeing that his mother would not remain alive, Lord Chaitanya sat down in a secluded place with her, and he spoke to her certain secrets. Mother, please be peaceful at heart. Please carefully listen to your own glories. For many births I have been your son. There was a time when you had the name Prishni. There was a time when you were Aditi in Swargaloka. Then also I was your son. At that time I descended to this world and I was known as Vamana. Then you were also my mother. Then again, you became Devahuti and I became your son Kapila. Another time you became Kaushalya and I became your son Ramachandra. At another time, you became Devaki in Mathura, and you were imprisoned by the demon Kamsa. Then also, you were my mother. You were Devaki, and I was your son. Now, in this incarnation, I have taken birth twice to begin the Sankirtan movement, and both times I am your son. You are the earth goddess, and therefore you are the mother of my deity form. You are also the tongues of everyone, for you are Mother Earth. You are the mother of my form in the holy name. In this way, you are my mother birth after birth. In my heart, Mother, I will never leave you. I am not lying. I speak the truth. Please, I beg you to not feel unhappy. Hearing the Lord speak these secret truths, Mother Sachi became a little peaceful at heart.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
fair limb, Lord Chaitanya. O husband of Vishnu Priya, all glories to you. O Lord, please place your glance of mercy on all the conditioned souls. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed the bliss of Sankirtan with his associates. He is the all-powerful Supreme Personality of Godhead whose desires are always fulfilled. No one has the power to understand what is in his heart. Accompanied by his devotees, he always enjoyed Sankirtan. Overcome with bliss, the devotees forgot that soon the Lord would leave them. In this way, the devotees enjoyed pastimes with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whom all the Vedas yearned to see. As the day for Lord Chaitanya's acceptance of sannyas approached, in a secluded place, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Nityananda, "Please listen, O Nityananda Goswami. Now I will leave. On the day when the sun begins to travel north, I will travel and accept sannyas. Near Katwa, in the village named Indrani, stays a person who bears the pure name of Keshava Bharati. From him, at that place, I will certainly accept sannyas. Only tell of this to 5 people. Tell my mother, Gadadhar, Brahmananda, Sri Chandrasekhar Acharya, and the peerless Mukunda." Lord Chaitanya spoke these words only to Nityananda, and no one else knew his plans. When Lord Chaitanya had departed from that secluded place, Nityananda repeated Mahaprabhu's words to those 5 persons. That day, the Lord stayed with the Vaishnavas and passed the day, like so many other days, in the joys of Sankirtan. Each evening, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would usually eat his meal and then go to see the Ganga. And then he would return home. And on that day, the Lord went to the Ganga, returned home, and then sat down. No one knew that on that day, he would leave. His every limb was splendid with flower garlands and fragrant with sandal paste. All the Vaishnavas came to see him, and they carried sandalwood paste and flower garlands for him in their 2 hands. Like a magnet, the Lord attracted them. From wherever they were, all came to see him. How this happened, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, I do not know. Many townspeople came to see the Lord. Neither Brahma nor all the demigods have the power to write all that happened. Everyone fell down and offered their dandavat obeisances. As if with a single pair of eyes, they all gazed at the Lord's graceful face. The Lord placed a flower garland around each devotee's neck. Then the Lord ordered, "Sing Krishna's names, chant Krishna's names. Only and always speak about Krishna. Worship Krishna, think only of Lord Krishna. Think of no one else, think of nothing else. If you love me, then please sing only of Lord Krishna. Sing of no one else. Whether asleep, awake, or eating your meals, think only of Lord Krishna. Day and night. With your mouth, speak only of him." After saying this, Lord Chaitanya placed his merciful glance upon everyone. And after speaking these instructions, he said, "Now it is time for you all to please go home." In this way, they came and went, and no one understood the meaning of what had just had happened, because everyone was floating in bliss. The Lord's graceful form was covered with sandalwood paste and flower garlands. I cannot say how many times more splendid than the moon was the Lord's form. Attaining the Lord's mercy, everyone was happy, and everyone loudly chanted the name of Lord Hari. At that time, saintly Sridhar arrived, carrying a Loki squash in his hand, Lao. And seeing the gift of a squash, Lord Chaitanya smiled and asked, "Where did you get it?" In his heart, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thinking, "Tomorrow I will leave. I will not be able to eat this gift of a squash. But how can I reject Sridhar's gift? I must eat this squash, this lao, today." And thinking in this way, out of love for his devotee, Sri Chaitanya asked his mother to cook the lao squash. Then, another fortunate devotee brought a gift of milk. And Lord Chaitanya smiled and said, "Good, very good. Cook the squash and the milk together." And Satyamata happily cooked them. And after bidding farewell to everyone, Lord Chaitanya, who was the master of the 30 million demigods, he sat down to eat. He then washed his mouth. He went to his bedroom. Although in truth he withdrew into a yogic trance, to every eye it seemed that the Lord was asleep. Haridas and Gadadhar slept nearby. They were both aware that on the next day the Lord would leave. Mother Sachi could not sleep, for she was weeping at every moment. After some time, the Lord thought, 2 hours of the night remain. And taking a deep breath through his nostrils, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rose to depart. Aware of what was going to happen now, Gadadhar and Haridas also rose, and Gadadhar said, "I will go with you." And the Lord replied, "No one will go with me. I will go alone, without any companion. That is my happiness." Aware that Lord Chaitanya would depart, Mother Sachi sat waiting at the door, and seeing his mother, the Lord held out his hand and he embraced her. Sitting down, he spoke many words to enlighten her. He said, "For a long time you protected me. It is because of you that I have heard and read the scriptures. From the time of my birth, I did not feel even a half of sesame seed worth of happiness that you did not give me. Even in millions of kalpas, I could not repay the love you give me, and you have given me moment after moment. I cannot repay the mercy that you gave me. Birth after birth, I am in debt to you. But mother, please listen. The whole world is dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one is independent of him. The Supreme Personality of Godhead brings people together and then he also pushes them apart. How has the power to understand? Who has the power to understand what is his will? After 10 days, I will return. Please don't worry. All the service you have given now touches me deeply. You are very dear to me." And placing his hand on his chest, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again and again said, You are very dear to me. You are very dear to me. Sati listened to all the Lord said, but she gave no reply. From her eyes, tears would not stop flowing. Sati Mata is the mother of the universes. She is the earth goddess personified. Who can understand the narrations of Lord Krishna's inconceivable pastimes? On his head, Lord Chaitanya placed the dust of his mother's feet. Then he circumambulated her. And he quickly departed. Thus the king of Vaikuntha left his home. To deliver all the conditioned souls, he would accept sannyas. Oh, my brothers, please listen. Please listen. Anyone who hears the story of the Lord's sannyas breaks all the bonds that tie him to this world. When Lord Chaitanya left, Mother Sati was stunned. She became like an inanimate object. She spoke not one word. And the devotees did not know what had happened. At dawn, the devotees took their baths as usual. They went to the Lord's home as usual to bow down before him. And they saw Mother Sati outside the door. Kind and generous Shiva spoke first. Mother, why are you outside the door? Mother Sati was stunned and gave no reply. A stream of tears flowed without stop from her mouth, from her eyes. After a moment, Sati said, please listen. Every Vaishnava is entitled to share in the property of Lord Vishnu. You all have a right to his property. This the Shastras teach. And now that you have gathered here, you may do what you like. The Lord has left me. In hearing that the Lord had left, the devotees fell unconscious to the ground. Who can describe the Vaishnava's grief? And loudly expressing that grief, they wept. And resting their arms on each other's necks, they lamented in many ways, saying, O Gopinath, why did this terrible night have to end? They held their hands to their faces and they wept. Someone said, never again will I see the moon of his face. How will I live? How can I keep this sinful life alive? Why did this thunderbolt suddenly fall on me? Some began striking themselves. They rolled on the ground. The devotees did not stop weeping. The Lord's house was filled with weeping. The devotees who came to see the Lord were now drowning in a great ocean of separation. The devotees fell to the ground and wept. They said, the Lord has gone to take sannyas. He who is the Lord of the helpless has now gone away, and we have been thrown into the ocean of separation. The devotees fell unconscious, calling out, Hari, Hari, and they all wept. They all wept and lamented. The Lord, who is our wealth, who is our life, has left us. He has left us all. They held their hands to their heads. They beat their chests. They lamented. Alas, alas, Lord Chaitanya has left us to take sannyas. He did not even tell us of his plans. Covered with dust, the devotees wept. Falling to the ground in the Lord's courtyard, Mukunda, Murari, Sridhar, Gadadhar, and Gangadas wept. Srivas's family wept without stop. Sri Adwaita Charja and Haridas wept. and hearing the weeping, all the people of Nadia ran to see what had happened. And not seeing the Lord's face, they too became overwhelmed with grief. And placing their hands to their heads, they all wept. All the devotees in the town wept without stop. There is no difference between young and old, between man or woman. All simply wept. After some time, the devotees became quiet. And surrounding Sachi, they all sat down. And soon the news had spread throughout all of Nabadweep that the jewel of the Brahmana community had left to take sannyas. Everyone in Nadia ran to the Lord's house only to see that it was now empty. They called out, "Oh! Hey, hey!" Even the greatest blasphemers were filled with grief. "We are sinners. We did not understand his greatness," they cried. And filled with remorse, everyone loudly wept. Falling to the ground, the townspeople wept. "Never again will we see his moon-like face," they said. Someone said, "I will go home. I will set a fire inside the doors of my own house. I will put an earring on one ear and I will become a yogi. Now that the Lord has left Nabadweep, why should I stay alive?" Hearing the news, every man and woman in Nadia was filled with grief. No one was free of the heartbreak of their sorrow. Now the Lord would act to deliver all the conditioned souls. In their hearts, even the blasphemers felt themselves bitten by the cruel snake of separation from the Lord. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the master of all living entities, who is supremely merciful, and who happily delivered everyone. Please listen. Please listen, O my brothers and sisters, to the story of the Lord's sannyas. Anyone who hears this story will break the bonds of their karma. Crossing the Ganga. In one day, Lord Chaitanya went to arrive in the town of Katwa. And following the Lord's previous instructions, one by one, Nityananda, Gadadhar, Mukunda, Sri Chandrasekhar Acharya, and Brahmananda, they arrived. There, Keshava Bharti, who is powerful like a ferocious lion, stayed with his dear associates. And seeing the wonderful effulgence of Lord Chaitanya's body, the saintly Keshava Bharati stood up. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered dandavat obeisances. He folded his hand, he offered prayers, and he said, "O saintly one, please be merciful to me. You are very merciful. You purify the fallen. Lord Krishna is the master of your life and you have the power to give him to others. Lord Krishna always stays with you. Please give me service to Lord Krishna. Don't give me anything but that. Please teach me." As the Lord spoke, his body floated in tears of love. And at the end of his speaking, he loudly roared, and he began dancing. As Mukunda and the other devotees sang, Lord Chaitanya, wild in ecstatic love for that person who is actually himself, he began to dance and dance and dance. And hearing all of this, many millions and millions of people quickly came. I do not know how so many people could be present in that one place. They gazed at Lord Chaitanya's supremely handsome form, and with their eyes, they drank the sight of him without stop. The wonderful stream of tears that flowed from the Lord's eyes cannot be described by words. Even Lord Anantashesha, with his many mouths, had no power to describe it. Dancing in a circle, Lord Chaitanya bathed everyone with the streams of tears coming from his eyes, and everyone was wet with the Lord's tears of love. Men and women, young and old, began to call out, "Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari!" One moment the Lord was trembling, and the next moment he was perspiring. The next moment he would fall unconscious. And seeing all of this, the people of Katwa became afraid. Assuming the role of his own servant, the master of the numberless universes, now placed the blade of grass between his teeth, and he begged everyone to allow him to serve them. And when they saw the Lord's ecstasy, everyone wept. When they heard the word sannyas, everyone bitterly lamented, saying, "After this night ends, how will Mother Sachi be able to stay alive? How will saintly Sachi, how will she live? Will cruel fate take everything from her? Our life, our lives break into pieces when we hear these things. How will his wife and mother stay alive?" And speaking these words, the grieving women wept. Falling into Lord Chaitanya's trap, everyone fell to the ground and wept. After some time, Lord Chaitanya stopped dancing. When he sat down, all his followers sat around him in the four directions. And seeing the Lord's ecstatic devotion, Keshava Bharti now plunged into an ocean of bliss. He prayed, "Only the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself and no one else has the power to manifest the ecstatic devotion I saw you manifest with my own eyes. I know without a doubt that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the spiritual master of all the worlds. No one can ever truly become your spiritual master. Still, in order to teach the world, in your heart you have decided to accept me as your spiritual master." To this, Lord Chaitanya replied, "Please do not try to trick me. Please give me initiation so that I may become a servant of Lord Krishna." When the sun rose, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the master of all the worlds, ordered Sri Chandrasekhar, "Arrange everything for the ceremony. I entrust you with this duty." On Lord Chaitanya's order, Chandrasekhar gathered everything needed for the ceremony. He gathered many things from different villages. Words cannot describe all that he gathered. Yogurt, milk, ghee, dal, betel nuts, sandalwood, flowers, sacred thread and cloth. He gathered many different foods. From where did he get all of this? I do not know. Everyone very joyfully chanted the holy name of Lord Hari, and only Hari, and no other sound was heard from anyone's mouth. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was the life breath of all the world, sat down to shave his head. The barber sat facing him. At that moment, a great sound of weeping arose. The barber placed the razor on the Lord's curly locks of hair, but he was unable to move his hand. The barber wept. Nityananda and the other devotees fell to the ground and wept. What could the devotees do? They could only grieve and weep. Someone said, what are the rituals for sannyas? When this was asked, the women all deeply sighed. Unseen by anyone, the demigods also wept. The numberless universes were filled with weeping. With these pastimes of Karunya Ras, Lord Chaitanya made the stones, the dry sticks, and other inanimate objects melt. Lord Chaitanya manifested these pastimes for the purpose of delivering everyone. And seeing these pastimes, everyone wept. But tasting the nectar of ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became restless. Always trembling and weeping, he could not remain still. He demanded of everyone, chant, chant. And Lord Chaitanya then stood up. Mukunda began to sing. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced without stop. He had no power to sit down and remain still. And tasting the nectar of ecstatic love, he trembled, he shed streams of tears. Chant, 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 chant and sing, Lord Chaitanya roared. The barber, however, had no power to do the shaving. Yet somehow or another, he shaved Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's hair from his head with great love. Then, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the master of all the worlds, bathed in the Ganga, he returned and sat down as a sannyasi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Keshava Bharti, please listen. In a dream, an exalted person whispered the sannyas mantra in my ear. I do not know whether it is the correct mantra or not. Will you hear it from me? Speaking these words, Lord Chaitanya whispered the mantra in Keshava Bharati's ear. And by this trick, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercifully accepted Keshava Bharati as his disciple. At that moment, great wonder took birth in Keshava Bharati's heart. He said, this is the best of mantras. You have certainly attained Lord Krishna's mercy. And by Lord Chaitanya's order, noble-hearted Keshava Bharati repeated that mantra to the Lord, and the four directions became filled with auspicious sounds of Lord Hari's holy name. In this way, the crest jewel of Vaikuntha accepted sannyas. Wearing a charming saffron cloth, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked more handsome than millions of Kamadevs. His head and all his limbs were anointed with sandal paste, covered with a flower garland. His body was gorgeous and glorious. A splendid danda and kamala dahu rested in his graceful hands. He was always agitated with ecstatic love for a person who was actually himself. His graceful face was more glorious and handsome than millions and millions of moons. His two lotus eyes were filled with a stream of tears. Then, noble-hearted Keshava Bharati considered what name to give the Lord. He said, the Vaishnavas in the 14 worlds do not see what I am seeing now. Nowhere is there a name that satisfies me. The name Bharati would mean the disciple of Keshava Bharati. Therefore, that name is not appropriate for you. As the fortunate sannyasi Keshava Bharati was thinking in this way, saintly goddess Saraswati entered his tongue, and in this way, he decided on the right name. Placing his hand on the Lord's chest, pure-hearted Keshava Bharati said, "You make the whole world chant the name Krishna, and in this way you make the whole world alive, filled with life, Chaitanya. Therefore, your name will be Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Because of you, everyone in the world will become fortunate." When the noble sannyasi spoke these words, there was a shower of flowers and a great sound of Jai! 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 Haribo! Haribo! A great tumult of Hari! 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 Filled the four directions. And all the Vaishnavas floated in an ocean of bliss. The devotees offered their obeisances to Keshava Bharati, and the Lord felt pleased with his new name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Thus the glorious Lord accepted sannyas, and in this way he revealed his name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya enjoys all his pastimes at every moment. When he is merciful, he allows others to see them. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur says, "It is from Lord Nityananda that I learned all these nectar pastimes. It is by his mercy and by his order that I write this book. I offer respectful obeisances to the feet of all the Vaishnavas. I pray that they will not take my offenses seriously." Anyone who hears the story of the Lord Sannyas will become a servant of Lord Chaitanya. Anyone who hears the story of the Lord Sannyas will attain the great wealth of ecstatic love for Krishna. Sri Krishna and Nityananda are my two masters, and my desire is that I will never forget them. Will the day come when I will see Lord Chaitanya and Lord Chaitanya surrounded by devotees in the four directions? Lord Chaitanya is my Lord. In my heart, I always keep great faith in him. Anyone who with his own mouth says, "I am a servant of Nityananda," will someday see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is inevitable. I am a servant of Lord Nityananda! Nityananda is most dear to Lord Chaitanya. I will never leave the company of the Lord's servants. I worship Lord Chaitanya. Lord Nityananda gives to the whole world the gift of ecstatic love for Lord Krishna. Beyond this world of birth and death lies the ocean of pure devotional service. Anyone who wishes to dive in that ocean should worship Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. as a puppet master makes a wooden puppet dance, so Lord Chaitanya has made me speak. As the sky has no end, and as a bird flies in the sky as far as he has power, so the descriptions of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes also have no end. And every speaker describes those pastimes as far as he has the power. The two moons, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, are my life and soul. And I, Brindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, 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 Krish